Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 23rd of August. This week in Battle Drill Daily Devotional, we consider the difficult and daring concept of forgiveness through the story of Joseph of Egypt. We turn to Genesis chapter 45 once more, and verses 1 to 15 from the Message translation. Joseph couldn't hold himself in any longer, keeping up a front before all his attendants. He cried out, "Leave! Clear out! Everyone, leave!" So there was no one with Joseph when he identified himself to his brothers. But his sobbing was so violent that the Egyptians couldn't help but hear him. The news was soon reported to Pharaoh's palace. Joseph spoke to his brothers. "I am Joseph. Is my father really still alive?" But his brothers couldn't say a word. They were speechless. They couldn't believe what they were hearing and seeing. "Come closer to me," Joseph said to his brothers. They came closer. "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But don't feel badly. Don't blame yourselves for selling me. God was behind it. God sent me here ahead of you to save lives. There has been a famine in the land now for 2 years. The famine will continue for 5 more years, neither ploughing nor harvesting. God sent me on ahead to pave the way and to make sure there was a remnant in the land, to save your lives in an amazing act of deliverance. So, you see, it wasn't you who sent me here, but God. He set me in place as a father to Pharaoh, put me in charge of his personal affairs, and made me ruler of all Egypt. Hurry back to my father. Tell him, your son Joseph says, I'm master of all of Egypt. Come as fast as you can and join me here. I'll give you a place to live in Goshen, where you'll be close to me, you, your children, your grandchildren, your flocks, your herds, and anything else you can think of. I'll take care of you there completely. There are still 5 more years of famine ahead. I'll make sure all your needs are taken care of, you and everyone connected with you. You won't want for a thing. Look at me. You can see for yourselves, and my brother Benjamin can see for himself, that it's me, my own mouth, telling you all this. Tell my father all about the high position I hold in Egypt. Tell him everything you've seen here, but don't take all day. Hurry up and get my father down here." Then Joseph threw himself on his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck. He then kissed all his brothers and wept over them. Only then were his brothers able to talk with him. Amen. Have you ever wondered how to forgive someone who hurt you? It seems so unfair to show love and grace to someone who has caused you so much pain. Surely the easiest thing to do is to hurt them back. I wonder if this crossed Joseph of Egypt's mind as he came face to face with his starving brothers. He was the second most powerful man in Egypt. If he had called the palace guard and demanded they threw this Palestinian riffraff into Pharaoh's torture chambers, no one would have raised an eyebrow. This was his chance to get revenge. But instead, Joseph shows you how to forgive someone who hurt you. He chooses to show love and grace to his brothers. In doing so, he ensures that in no way are they controlling his destiny. He refuses to bow to resentment and bitterness. Instead, he sees God's hand through it all and is able to say, "It was God who sent me here ahead of you to preserve your lives." Joseph chooses to seek justice for his brothers rather than to exact revenge. In doing so, we see how to forgive someone who hurt you. We look past the unfairness. We look beyond the injustice. We refuse to feed it. And instead, with God's help, we respond in love. As we think about these things today, this question may help us. How does living with bitterness and hatred mean the person we cannot forgive still has control over us? I do hope to see you tomorrow for another Butter Drawl devotional as we think about the most daring words that people say.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.